all come to an end, all good things. And even, I mean, you name it. It's an inevitability that humanity's present system of things can do nothing about. So you start happy, and one day you have to say bye-bye. Even the glorious sound of a baby's first cry will inevitably end in one last whip of air on the day that baby, hopefully after a full life, draws their last breath. At the risk of waxing, I've started lyrical. This is the crux of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament season 7. The last 30 days have led to this very moment, and here we are, kicking off with the third place match, the third place debate, which will see the debaters that lost to their opponents in the semi-final slug it out for third place. Whoever wins this round will go home with 250,000 naira in cash prize. They'll also go home with Green Lion AirPods Pro, a Green Lion Smartwatch Ultra SE, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. It's a winners-take-all situation. And from 4 o'clock today, the last two finalists will face the crucible of this competition. They will debate two topics for the grand prize of 1 million naira. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Special shout out to all the guys who've made this thing happen over the last 1 month. Tunde Abdul Salam, I see you. Ken, I feel you. Olamide, Sam, David, well done, everybody. I'm Femi Obong Daniels, and permit me one last time this season to welcome Yvonne Ohaifo.
Thank you very much. I am indeed Yvonne Ohaifo. Remember, we are streaming live on Facebook. Like and share the live stream so that your family members, your friends can join to watch what is happening in the studio this hour and today. Special thanks to our sponsor, May Brands, who specialize in luxury watches and fashion accessories. Our partners for this edition are Obiwizi and Just Food. Obiwizi is where you can get your gadgets, both brand new and pre-owned. You can also trade in your older devices for newer models. Just Food make Just Delight non-dairy ice cream. So if you're lactose intolerant, you need not fear. You will enjoy a lactose-free ice cream. The winner of I Beg to Differ Season 7 will receive 1 million naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion folding laptop stand, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GP Pro gaming console, and a GL pocket power bank. The second place finisher will receive 500,000 naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. And as you heard Femi say earlier, the third place finisher will walk away with 250,000 naira, a Green Lion AirPods Pro, a Green Lion Smartwatch Ultra SE, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. All gadgets are courtesy of Obiwizi. If you'd like to be a part of what is happening in the studio, what is happening on I Beg to Differ, yes, this season has come to an end, but bear in mind that the Nationals are coming up sometime in the year, okay? Either in the second or third quarter of the year, that's to be decided. So you have ample time to sponsor I Beg to Differ, the Nationals. Send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. info@nigeriainfo.fm.
All right, time to introduce our judges for the third place final and final. Dr. Chike Ngbadiche is chief judge, is the head of Department of Communication, Media and Cultural Studies, Pan Atlantic University, Lagos, Nigeria. George Ishoma Ahaine is the head of legal administration for AIM Group. It's the umbrella group that houses our radio stations, including Nigeria Info. George Amabasi Ekove is the program officer at Budget Foundation. And George Ufoma Egbamuno is the news manager, Cool FM, Wazobia FM, and Nigeria Info. And as is our practice, in the final, one of the judges is resident with us in the studio to help coordinate. And so, for this occasion, George Ufoma Egbamuno is live in the studio with us. Yes, it makes it all the more interesting as per our tradition. So, welcome, judges. Thank you very much for your service so far. Let's go all the way today. And judges, introduce, perhaps. It would be great to meet the contestants, Yvonne.
That's right. The contestants for this hour, Adio Afolarin, 15 years old, a student of Ikorodu Senior High School. He is in SS3. He came all the way from the playoffs when he debated the topic, civil servants' children should be mandated to study in Nigeria. His opponent was Okoye Christabel. In the round of 16, minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. His opponent, Udwehi Bolaji, in the quarterfinal, citizens should be allowed to bear arms. His opponent, Abolaji Mufida, in the semi-finals, he debated the topic. PDP's 16 years in government did more harm to Nigeria than the APC's last 8 years. Well, he lost this round to Ajikigbe Mercy, which is why he's here now contending for third place.
His opponent, Ebitare Marvelous Kuku. Well, all our friends call her Angel. She's 16 years of age. She is a year 12 student of Newhall International School. I've made this observation that every time I see Marvelous's name, it is spelt with two L's. Is that the name? Two L's. All right. She agrees. She concurs. And as we say, welcome to both of them. A quick look at Angel's journey through I Beg to Differ Season 7. In the playoffs, she went up against Oreshagun Azizat. Religion is indeed the opium of the masses. Angel prevailed. In the round of 16, Precious Chinelo Iliku was lying in wait. On that occasion, older people's privileges promote impunity. Angel argued and won. In the quarterfinal, the topic was female quota in public offices should be mandatory. Anthony Anaha was our opponent, and she dispensed with him. But then came the semi-final, where she went up against Adekpetu Adenike. The Nigeria Police Force should be banned from wielding heavy weapons. She debated, she argued, but in the end, she fell short. And so, she has a date today with Adio Afolari in what is called the Losers Final, the battle for third place, 250,000 naira at stake.
That's right. They know the size that they will debate. Angel?
I am the supporter.
You are supporting the motion. Adio Afolari, you are opposing the motion.
Yes, ma'am.
The motion is Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. The motion supporter, Angel. The motion opposer, Adio Afolarin. We will take a short break, and when we come back, you'll hear the opening arguments. Remember, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Like and share.
As a reminder, the national finals are slated for later in the year. It might be final day, but it's not finals for I Beg to Differ in this round of seasons. So if you want to be a part of the national finals, where we bring the best minds, including these two youngsters you are seeing here together, including the four from season six, including the several from other parts of the country, champions all, who will converge here at some point later in the year, now is the time to have a conversation.
Send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. You can also visit the website www.nigeriainfo.fm. You will find the contact details of our salesperson. So feel free to reach out. It is time to debate Lagos. The topic is Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. This is the third place match. The opponents, or rather the debaters, are Joe Afolari and Ebitare Marvelous Kuku, the motion supporter. Marvelous Ebitare Kuku, also known as Angel, the motion opposer, Adio Afolarin. For this round, we will kick off with the motion supporter, Angel. It's time to open your argument, and you have 3 minutes.
Italian mystic Saint Catherine of Siena once said, "It is only through shadows that one comes to know the light." Good day, panel of judges, moderators, fellow co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Ebitare Kuku, and I'm seated here before you as a proud representative of Nuhu International School. Here to support the motion, which states that Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. To start off, shadow government and create enhanced representation. Nigeria has over 370 ethnic groups, and the creation of a shadow government could give more opportunities for representation of these ethnic groups in government. In addition, during times of crisis, the shadow government allows for continuity of leadership and ensures that essential services are maintained. Take, for example, during World War II, in the UK, there was a collaboration of the shadow government and the ruling government, which was led by Clement Attlee. And this ensured that the country was resilient and had the capacity to continue to be, to effectively respond to the crisis. Now, shadow government provides social justice, fight for social justice. An example is during the apartheid period, the African National Congress acted as a shadow government, advocating for the rights of Black South Africans. And this shows as a prominent example of shadow government fighting for social justice. Now, shadow government fosters youth empowerment. With over 60% of Nigeria's population being under the age of 25, according to the World Bank, the integration of shadow government creates more avenues for youth engagement. Now, shadow government allows for more transparency in government. As the role of the shadow government is to scrutinize the policies of the ruling government, they are more open to being honest about the shortcomings of the government, allowing for more communication within the country. And now, let us not forget one of the major policies, one of the major principles of democracy: majority rules, minority rights. The existence of shadow governments allows create hope for the minority, as they will feel as though, although they are not able to communicate their preferences and choices through the ruling government, they can still do so with the shadow government. And now, furthermore, shadow governments with expertise in international relations could contribute to more effective diplomacy and global engagement. An example is Zimbabwe's Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, which acted as a shadow government from 2009 to 2013, and it supported the country into rebuilding its international relations. Moreover, shadow governments foster innovations by not only bringing more ideas into the table, but by also motivating the ruling government. In Australia, the shadow government acts, the shadow government and competition between political parties serves as a way to stimulate innovation, innovative policies and implementations. And you cannot deny the fact that Nigeria needs to be more innovative. Nigeria's government needs to be more innovative in terms of policy making, as they are in methods of smuggling funds. Ultimately, the presence of shadow governments acts as a beacon of democracy, illuminating the path towards accountability, transparency and inclusive government for all. Thank you.
All right.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
We will now go to her opponent, the motion opposer, Adio Afolarin. You now have 3 minutes to open your arguments. The motion remains: Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. Adio, you have 3 minutes, and those 3 minutes start right away.
I'd like to start by saying that in considering the motion to revise the Nigerian constitution to accommodate the shadow government, must prioritize core democratic values, transparency, accountability, and the rule of law. However, does the shadow government risk undermining these principles and destabilize our nation? Thus, I oppose this motion advocating for the preservation of Nigeria's democratic integrity. On that note, my moderators and educators, good day. From as unveiled the various reasons as to why Nigeria's constitution should not be revised to accommodate shadow government. To begin with, align the shadow government within the frames of the Nigerian constitution will undermine the democratic principles Nigeria opposed. The change is not democracy index by economic intelligence units, runs Nigeria as a flawed democracy. And so, using a shadow government could further erode democratic principles and weaken Nigeria's democratic standing. In addition, there's a potential for confusion. Align the shadow government introduces obscurity in governance. In many instances, for countries like Afghanistan, where competing factions led to social unrest and instability due to citizens' uncertainty over legitimate authority. In addition, dual power structure. Having a shadow government creates dual power structures, leading to administrative gridlock and inefficiency. Instances from the past, so as during the Russian Revolution, demonstrate how dual power structures can lead to administrative gridlock and ineffective governance. Also, there's a risk of corruption. There's a risk that the shadow government could operate without accountability, increasing the likelihood of corruption and abuses of power. Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index consistently runs Nigeria poorly in terms of corruption perception, and so allowing the shadow government could further exacerbate corruption risks, injure effective governance and social progress. Also, there's a chance of legal chaos. Legal scholars argue that accommodating the shadow government would cause legal chaos, as courts will struggle to determine which government entity has ultimate authority, leading to social unrest and instability, as seen in countries like Somalia. Furthermore, it destabilizes governance. Accommodating shadow government could lead to constant power struggles and instability within the government, causing social unrest and instability, as seen in countries like Zimbabwe. Furthermore, it undermines the rule of law. Accommodating shadow government diminishes respect for the rule of law and democratic institutions. Sudan's transition from military to civilian government demonstrates how aligning the shadow government undermines the rule of law and erodes public trust in the judiciary and legal institutions, causing human rights abuses and social unrest. In addition, legal paradigm. These scholars also argue that accommodating shadow government sets a dangerous legal precedent, potentially opening the door for other non-constitutional entities to claim power, as observed in countries like Yemen. In addition, the threat to stability. The presence of a shadow government could destabilize the political landscape by creating competing centers of power. Research by political scientists indicates that the presence of competing power centers, such as the shadow government, increases political instability and social unrest. In addition, foreign perception. Reports from international organizations like the United Nations Development Programme suggest that political instability resulting from the presence of a shadow government damages Nigeria's reputation and deters foreign investment, impacting economic development and social progress. Thank you.
Right on time.
Thank you very much. So these are the opening comments, our presentation rounds. They are done and dusted between Marvelous Ebitare, Angel Cuckoo, and Afolari Adio. We'll take a short break. And we'll return. It will be time for the rebuttal rounds. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Join the live streams, like and share.
Welcome back. It's the third place final of I Beg to Differ Season 7, I Beg to Differ Debates. And just before that break, you heard the presentation rounds of both Ebitare, Marvelous, Angel, Cuckoo, and Adio Afolari.
That's right. We will now hear the rebuttal rounds. And for this round, we will revert to the motion opposer, Adio Afolari. You have 3 minutes to rebut your opponent's points.
My name is Adio Afolari from Ikoto State High School. Opposed motion is the Nigerian constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow government. And these are my rebuttals. First, my opponent said that it creates enhanced representation, when in actuality it does not do so in case, because a shadow government actually comprised of a group of wealthy influential people who do not have concerns about the nation's development. And so if allowing them to be part of our constitution, it already legalizes their aims and objectives. So it will not actually enhance representation, since that below the minority rights, that below the average level, that rich and influential people, they do not have business with the concerns of the local people, and so there will not be any representation. From a stated continuity of leadership and in times of crisis, well, actually accommodating shadow government creates parallel power structures of power, and so it actually divides the nation, and thus the government will actually be in the crisis, and thus the shadow government causes the crisis that you claim is going to solve. In addition, it stated it fosters youth empowerment. Well, that is actually quite untrue, because your point was quite baseless. You didn't properly state how it's fosters youth empowerment, and that a shadow government does not foster anything. It actually causes division, it causes a state of unrest in this country and instability within the government. You also said that transparency in government. Actually, the presence of a shadow government will likely lead to opacity rather than transparency, because decision making processes are conducted behind closed doors without the accountability of the people. Also, Transparency International's corruption perception index has consistently run countries with shadow government less in terms of corruption perception. We have countries like Libya with a corruption perception of 16, and thus the lower the the score. They had the corruption. 16, that's a very corrupt number. And there are many countries like that. Yemen, Libya, the list goes on. From a state that fosters innovation. Well, this I've previously stated that this shadow government comprises of wealthy, influential people who have already been controlling our corrupt governments behind the scenes. So imagine legalizing them. It will cost worse than what this country is doing. They have no problem with this, and since they have been legalized, it will further make them to pursue their selfish aims rather than fostering innovation or empowering the youth or any other thing like that. And you say they're minority rights. I previously stated that these people are below the average line of people. They're even below the rich line of people. They're wealthy, influential people. They run the parties, they control the government, and thus they have no one. They will never focus on the minority rights. They don't focus on the majority rights, in fact, because all they care about is going to be themselves, causing more problems to our country. Those are some of the points you stated, and I've been proud of. I'm happy I've been able to address some of them.
All right, then. Rebuttal round over for Adio Afolari. It's now the turn of his opponent, Angel Ebitare Kuku.
Angel, your 3 minutes start now.
Standing on the existing protocol, my name remains Ebitare Kuku, and I'd like to address something my opponent made mention of several times during his rebuttals. He made mention of the fact that the shadow government is led by elite members and influential positions. However, the shadow government is an official opposition party that it's usually a coalition or a collaboration of parties together that act as an opposition to the ruling government in order to keep them in check and implement policies and innovation and things for innovative strategies. And then my opponent made mention of the fact that there's potential for confusion. However, the UK has a shadow government. Are they confused? The shadow government has a clear role to serve as a check and add more ideas into the government. So the fact that you've mentioned the fact that there's more confusion is highly inaccurate. And then you also made mention of the fact that there is inefficiency in government. However, the more people included, the more ideas for policies and resolutions. So for you to claim that they're inefficient is very unlikely. And then you also made mention of the fact that it may foster more corruption. However, Nigeria is already corrupt. We have seen our government. We see what they do 24/7. And they are technically already running the political scene. Pretty much the ruling government itself has too much power. And then the point of the shadow government is an official opposition, and they are supposed to conflict and not necessarily conflict with the ruling party, but they're supposed to be there in order to maintain checks and balances and in order to bring more ideas into the table. And then you mentioned the fact that it undermines the rule of law and mentioned military power and something like that. But however, I do not really understand the point you just mentioned. But however, it does not undermine the rule of law. As many shadow governments have fought for democratic rights of individuals. Like, for example, the African National Congress, which fought for the rights of Black South Africans in South Africa. And then you also mentioned competing for power, which is very unlikely, as the shadow government has an opportunity to come into power. We see this as they have peaceful transitions of power in government. For example, in 2010, the UK had a peaceful transition of power from the Liberal government into the Conservative Liberal Democrats Party. And then you also mentioned damages, development, and social progress. However, shadow governments fight for social progress, and they are consistently fighting for the rights of the people. And although you may not see this, the shadow governments play a major role in ensuring that our government does not abuse their power. And Nigeria needs this because our government is constantly abusing their power. So, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Angel.
Brilliant rebuttal.
Indeed.
On the part of both these Trojans of the debate C stage. And we are privileged to have sat here and observed this debate.
I totally agree. I mean, it's 250,000 naira on the table and a host of other prizes, you know, to be won. And I see that these young debaters do not want to let go of that money, which is something, quite something. Lagos, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Join the live streams, like and share. We will take a short break, and when we'll come back, then the closing arguments will take place. Stay here.
So does Nigeria's constitution be revised to accommodate a shadow government? Ebitare Kuku thinks so. Adio Afolari thinks not. And they've presented their arguments, they've rebutted each other's points. And now it's time for them to close the argument.
And close they shall. We will start with the motion supporter. Angel, you have 3 minutes now to close your arguments.
Signing on the existing protocol, my name remains Abitari Kuku, and I am the motion supporter. First of all, in addition to the points I have previously made, in order to draw you closer to my side of this argument, I'd like to give you a few more points. First of all, it's shadow governments reduce corruption. Take, for example, Denmark, which has a vibrant opposition and shadow government, and it's one of the least corrupt countries in the world. In addition, shadow governments foster economic growth by keeping tracks and records of economic development and any downgrades in the slope of the economy. And then the shadow government fosters healthy debates in politics by making sure to keep the ruling government on their toes and make sure that they effectively communicate their decisions and policies to the public. Then also, shadow governments allow for a peaceful transition of power. Take, for example, in 2010, the UK had a peaceful transition of power from the Liberal government to the Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition. And this prevented political instability as there was a need to quickly transition into government. And then also, the shadow government provides the fight for healthcare policies. And God knows that Nigeria truly needs this because we are ranked at the bottom 12 of healthcare services in the world as of 2023. And then the shadow government also contributes to national security by proposing strategies to combat terrorism and insecurity. And this is one of the major problems of Nigeria. So we genuinely need a shadow government. Moreover, shadow governments advocate for judicial reforms. Take, for example, in Poland, the political party, the Law and Justice Party, fought for judicial reforms in their judiciary system due to the fact that there was lack of independence of judiciary. So in order to fight for the independence of the judiciary, we saw them come out in order to fight for this. And then also, including mechanisms for fiscal oversights within the constitution through shadow governments reduces economic instability and money mismanagement, which is a major and important thing in Nigeria. And then finally, shadow governments encourages accountability. Nigeria is weak in terms of accountability as it scores only 19.1 out of 100 in 2019. And the Nigeria needs a shadow government in order to keep them in check and hold them accountable for their actions and decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, with the points I have brought forward, I believe I have been able to convince you that Nigeria's constitution should be revised to accommodate shadow governments. And this may, and this will be the last time you will be hearing this as of season 7 of I Beg to Differ. But once again, my name is Ibitari Kuku. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for talking to us, Angel. We will now go straight to Adio Afolari to close his argument as well. Adio, you have 3 minutes.
All protocols is outside. My name is Adio Afolari from Ikoto State High School, and this is my closing argument. But before then, I'll try to rebut some of my opponent's rebuttals. When my opponent stated peaceful transitions, and she stated it in the UK, well, actually, stating one country will not actually cover and encompass the whole mass of this thing. Because actually, in two countries, Syria and Iraq, there was actually a problem of a violent transition. The Islamic State of Islam and Levant transition from shadow government to a full central government was actually a violent one, causing human death, suffering, displacement, injuries so far, and more than that, and it was between two countries, Iraq and Syria. That was only from one country. Moving on to the next one. And he also stated that Nigeria is already corrupt and the shadow government can help to solve this corruption. But technically, shadow government was already running the Nigerian background. And look at how corrupt Nigeria is. So you think that if you are legalizing the shadow government, it will actually stop this corruption? And then again, instead, it's an official opposition party. Check your facts right. The definition of a shadow government is that it's the group of people, the theory of a group of people that actually run the government from the scenes, from behind the scenes, beyond the knowledge of the people. So actually, and you also started it serves as a check and maintains checks and balance. Actually, other factors can help this, with diplomatic institutions, accountability measures, independent accommodating societies can actually do this rather than accommodate a shadow government, which will cause more government crisis. Having reported some of my opponent's rebuttals, I'd like to state some points in my favor. Well, it increases political polarization. The presence of a shadow government exacerbates political polarization, making it harder to achieve consensus on important issues. Furthermore, it injures policy implementation. The constant critique and opposition from a shadow government government might slow down policy implementation as efforts are diverted to defend policy rather than execute them. In addition, heightened risk of violence. Israel has shown that the presence of a shadow government increases the risk of political violence, including assassinations, insurgencies, and terrorist attacks. It is seen in countries like Iraq and Syria. In Iraq and Syria, where far strokes have escalated into full-scale civil wars, causing immense human suffering and displacement, from a potential for dictatorship. Turkey's shift towards despotism under President Erdogan demonstrates how allying a shadow government opens up opportunities for leaders to exploit legal loopholes, consolidate power, and suppress dissent, undermining the rule of law in democratic institutions and violating human rights and leading to social unrest. Lastly, alternative solutions. Rather than accommodating shadow governments, everyone should focus on improving existing democratic institutions and processes to address grievances and improve inclusivity. I've seen a successful transition in countries like South Africa. And without this point, I believe I'm able to make it to understand that Nigeria's constitution should definitely, absolutely, and undoubtedly be not to be revised to accommodate shadow government.
And at long last, the third place final debate ends between Ebitare Okuku and Adio Afolarin.
We have polls up on Twitter, on X, and on YouTube. X and YouTube, we have polls up and running. Go and vote for your preferred candidate to win the 250,000 naira and other prizes. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You just heard Adio Afolarin, a 15-year-old representative of Ikorodu Senior High School, close his argument on the topic, Nigeria's constitution should be reviewed, or rather revised, to accommodate shadow government. His opponent, Ebitare Marvelous Kuku, a 16-year-old representative of Newhall International School, supported the motion. And all that is left now is for the judges to decide who walks away with the third place prize.
And we'll have time enough for that in just a bit. First off, though, a quick break. When we come back, decision time. Welcome back. And it is indeed decision time. We have 12 minutes, 11 and a half actually, to the top of the hour where we prepare for the final. For now, it's been the third place matchup between Ebitare Okuku and Adio Afolarin. Ebitare is a 16-year-old year 12 student of Newhall International School. Afolarin himself, a 15-year-old SS3 student of Ikorodu Senior High School. The scores are trickling in, and then again too, so is the computation. We will find out in just a bit. Any words before we go into this the scorecards, Yvonne?
Yes, I do have a word. So it appeared that your understanding of shadow government was, you know, wasn't quite wholesome per se, because it did. I'm speaking to Adio Afolarin, by the way. I understand that there are different definitions of the shadow government, so I understand where you got yours from. I understand why you would define it the way you did, okay? But the concept itself is not about, you know, it's not a government for wealthy people. You understand? It is more or less a government by the opposition to just sort of check the real government in power. Do you understand? So your definition sort of stemmed from conspiracies, the conspiracy theory of shadow government, and I'm sure there's even a movie about it as well. It makes total sense. It really does make sense. But in actuality, shadow government is more or less an opposition. It's there to serve as a check and balance, okay, to check what the actual government does and to offer you know, alternatives where the need arises, okay? Just to be clear, that this is not going to take away from what the judges will score you, okay? I'm just pointing that out so that going forward, you know that, okay? But well done. And I'll agree with your argument.
I will beg to differ slightly on the term conspiracy theory.
Because it does make sense. He did put up a good argument for that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Against shadow government, I get that.
Conspiracy theory, that's strong. Anyway, the point is taken. You already said what needs to be said. There are different ways to define it and all of that.
Yes.
And you can, the poor chap had to go for the most extreme of definitions. That's the only way he's going to make any point.
Exactly. And the one that, you know, that stands in favor of his argument. And I totally applaud you for that because it makes total sense.
I do too.
Your argument made much sense, really mm-hmm. did.
All right. Well done. Thank you very much. It's don't forget, it's also an education mm-hmm. for all of us. Mm-hmm. All of us. We learn every day. Mm. Besides, when it comes to these things, at the end, everybody aggregates the information they get from everywhere.
Right.
And they form their own opinion. That's what they say freedom of information does. And then again, that's another debate. How free is the freedom?
And maybe it's the fault of the shadow government. Adieu, I stand with you, okay? I stand with you.
All right, it's time for this decision. All the scorecards are in. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
It's game on. Ah.
The game is already done. It's time.
Oh, dear.
We're laughing about it, but it is not funny. Because either way, you wing it, one of these two brilliant minds will walk away with nothing.
But we'll come back, though, for the Nationals. Femi, please add that part.
Yes, certainly. Everybody has qualified. Both of them are in the National Final. But on this occasion, there is prize only for one.
By the way, go and vote on YouTube and on X. Vote for your preferred candidates to win this round, okay? When we're done with the judges' scorecards, we will take the polls.
All right. Here is how the scoring has gone. I'll start with the scorecard of the Chief Judge, Dr. Chike Ngbeadije. Presentation round. Angel, 15 points. Afolari, 13.5. Rebuttal. Angel, 10 points. Afolari, 5 points. Closing round. Angel, 7 points. Afolari, 4.5 points. For style, 6.5 to Angel, 6 to Afolari, for a total of 38.5 points to Angel and 29 points to Adieu Afolari.
On Judge Ufoma's scorecard, he awards both Afolarin and Ebitare Marvelous these points. For presentation, 16 points to Ebitare and 13 points to Adieu. For rebuttals, 14 points to Ebitare and 8 points to Adieu. For closing, 13.5 points to Ebitare and 12 points to Adieu Afolarin. For style, 8 points to Ebitare and 6.5 points to Adieu, with a total of 51.5 points to Ebitare and 39.5 points to Adieu.
Which takes us now to the scorecard of Judge Ama Bassi Ekove. Pay attention. For the presentation round, Angel, 17 points. Afolari, 14 points. Rebuttal rounds. Angel, 10.5 points. Afolari, 8.5 points. Closing arguments. Angel, 10 points. Afolari, 10.5 points. For style, Angel, 7. Afolari, 6, for a total of 44.5 points to Angel and 39 points to Afolari.
And now on Judge Ishioma's scorecard, she awards 7 points to Angel and 6 points to Adieu for style. For presentation, 15 points to Angel and 12.5 points to Afolari. Rebuttals, 8 points to Angel and 6 points to Afolari. For closing, 8 points to Angel and 4 points to Afolarin, with a total of 38 to Angel and 28.5 to Afolarin.
Bringing us to a total score of 172.5 points to 136. Your winner, third place champion, I Beg to Differ, Students Debate Season 7, Ebitare Marvelous, Angel Cuckoo. Congratulations to you, Angel.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.